morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. This morning on the program, we're going to talk by long distance to Elizabeth and Marthem Sanders, who are volunteers, missionaries working in the Holy Land. They've been on the program before, and I think you'll be inspired by the message that they deliver as they prepare to wind up their time as missionaries there in the Holy Land and return to the United States. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by very long distance, Elizabeth and Marthem Sanders, who are missionaries, have been working in the parish of Zababde, the school in Zababde in the Holy Land. You have been there for, I think, about 3.5 years, and your time now is coming to an end. I can only imagine that your feelings are probably all over the place.
That's a good way to put it. It's a lot of mixed emotions going on right now. We're sad to leave this place and sad to leave our friends and the people who have really welcomed us into this village and made us feel a part of it, but also comforting to know that we'll be back among our family and also that we'll be in a situation that's a lot more politically stable and economically stable, and that we'll be able to come and go as we want to.
I want to go back just for a second, if you would, and maybe each of you can say something, or I'm not sure who wants to start, but how did you get there in the first place?
This came out of a call that started back in the early 90s. I took a youth trip here through the Presbyterian Church, and it was becoming aware first of the political realities of this place, and then becoming more and more familiar with the situation facing our brothers and sisters in Christ here in the land of Christ's birth. And it was really a call to follow in the footsteps of St. Paul, who would bring delegations of Western Christians to the East and called for us to support the saints in Jerusalem, as he called them, our ancestors, as well as our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so that led to us coming here to this village in Zababde 3.5 years ago.
Remarkable journey.
Absolutely. It's been a fantastic experience. It's been such a joy and a privilege and a blessing to be among our brothers and sisters in Christ in this land, in the land of the birth of the church. It's really been one of the most fantastic experiences of our lives.
I know that you have many folks back in the United States that have been following your time there through your website, and I should mention that because if people have not had a chance to look at that, it is a great record of what has gone on in the area in the last 3.5 years. It's been helpful to me as I've followed the things that you have sent back home to just have a better perspective, a different kind of perspective, perhaps. Than one might get when one watches the news. And I should mention that is, there's a couple of different sites that you use, but I think the easiest one is probably the Come to Zababde, is that right?
Actually, it's the new site is probably the easier one that has a link to the old site.
Okay.
And that's the saltfilm, one word, .net.
Saltfilm.net, all right.
Saltfilms, plural.
Plural, okay, get the S on there, folks, so you can check that out. And I think now you have on there pretty much everything that you've done over the time. Is that right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it was an amazing time to come and serve overseas when the internet technology was in place in practically every household in America. And so we had this chance to share our lives on a very personal and very daily basis. And it initially started as just a chance to connect with our families and also to share a little more of the reality faced by Palestinian Christians and in Zababde and in the surrounding area, particularly in the northern West Bank. And then as the political realities grew more interesting to people and we could share how those were affecting not the political situation but the daily lives of people as they try and come and go to work and try and come and go to school and try and come to the hospital, try and leave their homes and so on and so forth, it was a way to share more of that. I mean, we have been more and more convinced through our time here that there is a need for us Western Christians to listen to the voices of the Christians in the Middle East.
And that really informs the most recent project that we've been working on, which is a documentary film about the lives of Christians in the northern West Bank. And that film is Salt of the Earth. Is the title of the film, consequently, saltfilms.net is the website where people can find out more information about it as well as see clips from it. And the final product will have 9 different people living in towns from Nablus, Jenin, of course, Zibabdi, Chalame, and Tubas, places where Christian communities still survive in the northern West Bank.
I was struck, you used some of the quotes from some of the folks that are going to be in that film in one of the, I think actually your Advent greeting that you sent out, and they're all, you know, quite striking, but two in particular that really caught my eye was from Yvonne, who is a grandmother, and she wrote, or probably says in the film, I suspect, this land that we're living in is the best land in the world because it is holy. Christ was born here. Christ lived here, died here, and rose here. He came to forgive our sins. We have to believe that God is here. These days we are living, but we are not living. We can't do anything here. And goes on. It was if that's the kind of message that people are going to get, it's a very powerful way to understand Advent, even, I think, and of course, in a much deeper level, what's going on in those people's lives every day.
It's really, I think, one of the things that we have gotten away from is the importance, and I've seen this in American Christianity, we've gotten away from the importance of incarnation and what that means. The incarnation of God as man in Christ means that we live our lives with a creator who is empathetic and sympathetic and compassionate and knows what we are feeling and facing. The incarnate body of Christ here in the land of Christ's birth is a shrinking reality, and it is an evaporating reality. People are leaving, people are traveling, and they're down to less than probably 2%. What that means for worldwide Christianity when the holy places become museums is a question that I'm not interested in asking or not hoping not to face. And so what we have been trying to do is trying to share these stories of these communities, what they face, both their spiritual lives, their economic situations, the historical situations they come in, coming from Catholic and Orthodox and Protestant backgrounds in all of these areas and their reality, so that we can see what it is that the witnesses to Christ's birth are facing in the land of that birth.
You know, we try to make that as real as we can for people, and yet it's hard to grasp. I think we live our daily lives, and as you kind of said, we forget about so many things. We forget about the incarnation. We forget about our brother and sister Christians who are living through this incredible turmoil that if we lived through, I don't know, it'd be interesting to see how we would survive that.
Well, I think one of the most powerful things that many of the people said that we've talked to here, not just those in the film, is tell them we're here and come visit.
Mm-hmm.
As Sylvia, a young college student, says, you know, come see how Christmas is in the land of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And while many people feel that now is not perhaps the most opportune time to come visit, I think actually it's one of the most important times to come. To show solidarity with brothers and sisters in Christ, to really see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears the situation. It's really transformational. We've seen it transform the perspectives and hearts of people who have come in this time in the midst of this intifada. We remember the group that came from the Diocese of Sioux Falls the first summer we were here in August. A very large group, and we could see in the folks who came that this visit to this town was really a very moving and transformational experience, and I would encourage people to consider it. People have come during this intifada and continue to come, not very many, and we would encourage more to do so to really get a sense, a very personal sense of how the situation is for the brothers and sisters in Christ here.
Absolutely, and we've tried in a whole variety of ways to keep people in touch with Zibabdi, because we've kind of adopted it as a sister parish, if you will, to our diocese. We continue to send some support to them, and for us to try to put a face on what it is that people are going through, the support that some have given to the children who are going to school. I think where you taught, Elizabeth.
Yes, absolutely, and that support has been deeply felt at this time when so many people can't afford to pay school tuitions. Many people have been out of work for 3 years now, and the situation is extremely difficult for them. And support from from the diocese and from Christians around the world to maintain the schools and keep those kids in class and keep them in these Christian schools has been both a very practical and a very spiritual support for these communities.
We talked a little bit about Advent, the fact that this is really a season of hope. It's a season of trying to understand the incarnation, as you said. There are some things that are, I think, hopeful. Not long ago, in the last couple of weeks, a whole raft of religious leaders representing in the United States the largest Christian, Jewish, and Muslim groups came together at the same place and urged the Bush administration to really take a more active and determined effort to forge peace between Israel and Palestinians. While there have been joint statements before, I don't know that there have been any with the kind of list of leaders that existed this time. To me, that's hopeful that that maybe that message that you've been trying to get people to understand is getting through.
Well, I certainly hope so. As you mentioned, we are wrapping up, so we are in a season of Advent and waiting ourselves. We are finishing up. We're packing. We have boxes all over the apartment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that's going to be shipped back to the States. We're continuing work on this film project, and we're beginning to say our goodbyes to this place and these people. And a couple of days after Christmas, we will be heading back to the States. And in front of us are 6 months of traveling and touring and speaking about the situation and showing the film and hopefully finishing up the film project to continue this voice that I think we can often get bogged down in the semantics of political arguments and forget that the most important thing that we, particularly as Christians, need to understand is that any solution needs to take as its basis the basic needs of people and their basic comfort. And those are the solutions that will work. It's not those that engage in empty phraseology.
Mm-hmm.
But it's those that really get down to, we can say, an incarnate passion for humanity. And I think in this place, while it's gotten a lot of attention over the years, is no different than any other place in the need for that kind of passion.
And I'd add that just as those leaders that meeting and urging Bush to really work towards that incarnational peace, those leaders came from Jewish and Christian and Muslim backgrounds. We have seen that here on the ground as well, that people of faith from many different backgrounds do work towards the same goal. And I think often too easily in America, these issues around the Holy Land can be viewed as a battle of religions.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have seen people working towards peace, working towards a just resolution, towards the lifting of the occupation, people from Jewish and Muslim and Christian backgrounds working together, and I would urge people to know that there is an interfaith community out there that is really working towards a just solution.
You know, in some ways, I think as Americans, we really look for the simple solution. Sometimes, maybe too simple of a solution. We try to categorize either you're good or you're bad, you're on the right side or the wrong side, and you know this is just too complex of a situation to make it that simple. That just doesn't work.
I think that's right, and I think there's also just the complexity of humanity. I mean, humanity is created in the image of God, but we are sinful beings, and so you will find that, regardless of people's confessional backgrounds, you will find that that's the case. And so to say that, you know, one group of people is doing the right thing and another group of people isn't doing the right thing is every bit as racist as it is contrary to what we believe about humanity and what we believe about divinity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the complexities of the issues that we really need to struggle with. And I also think, I mean, I see that here in the people here, that when any solution is offered, people remain hopeful. And it may be the Oslo process, it may be this new Geneva Accord, it may be the Madrid Conference, it may be UN resolutions, it may be any number of things, the roadmap,
mm-hmm.
Because they are so desperate is probably the right word, desperate to get out of a situation in which their lives are turned upside down in a way that we can only begin to.
Well, I am very grateful for the time that, you have spent there, for the ways that you have kept us informed about what has gone on. I've appreciated the opportunities we've had, I think, on several occasions now to have you on the radio program, and obviously in some stories that we've written in our diocesan newspaper as well, to keep people, to keep this issue in front of people so that we don't forget about the Christian community there that has really been caught in the middle in so many different ways. And I really encourage people to go to that website and stay in touch with your projects now as you come back to the United States and continue to share the message. Why don't you, again, give us that website, and we'll try to stay in touch.
Absolutely. The website is www.saltfilms.net. And we certainly hope that the diocese will continue to follow and keep in touch with and maintain relationships with the parish in Zimbabwe. And I believe hopefully next month you'll be having an interview with Father Akthem Hijazin. I hope the priest in this parish, who's very eager to maintain contact with you and share with you.
I'm sure we will do that, and he will he will continue that link for us so that we do stay in touch with the folks in Zimbabwe, and we continue to hear how things are progressing. Good luck to you both as you come back to the United States. Again, I'm sure it's bittersweet, but we're looking forward to having you back in the country, too.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
That's Elizabeth and Marthem Sanders, missionaries who have been working in the Holy Land for the last 3.5 years, returning to the United States now just after Christmas. But do stay in touch with their project through their website. Thank you very much. I always enjoy talking to the Sanders. I'm going to kind of miss having them on site over there.
They're amazing. They're an amazing couple. They've done a lot of great work there, but they are getting ready to come back to the United States.
You've had a chance to talk to them too, haven't you?
I did. I've talked to them a couple times. Most of the time I communicate with them is through email, which is an amazing thing too. But I never get tired of hearing their experiences in bringing the word to the people of the Middle East.
Yeah, exactly right. It's exciting, some of the work that they're doing now, which, of course, will continue. They're working on that documentary film, which they mentioned. And I think it'll be interesting to stay in touch with how that is progressing. Saltfilms.net is the website, again, for folks that want to kind of stay in touch with that. And also, they're going to be around the country. I think they have a schedule of where they're going to be when on that website as well, so people could check that out.
Maybe we'll get to see them close by here.
We might, if we're lucky.
We hope. Right.
Very good. That's our time for Catholic Views this week. Our thanks to all who help make the program possible each and every week. I'm Jerry Klein. We'll be back next Sunday.